Welcome to The Crooked Climb with Suzanne and Denise. Life and business are not linear. Let's get moving with honest, reliable, and unbiased information you can use to master life and business. We've all experienced life's ups and downs. In this show, Suzanne and Denise are committed to moving onward, upward, and most of all, learning from the biggest challenges we face in life and business. Join in the conversations with experts in their respective fields of health, wellness, personal development, fitness, and fun. And that's not all. Your path to self-mastery starts here. No climb is a straight line. Goals are achievable with clear targets. The ascent begins now.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Crooked Climb. I'm Suzanne Taylor, life and business coach for entrepreneurs, and the other half of this dynamic duo, Denise, how are you?
I'm good. Hi everyone, Denise Siegel, CEO and curator here at livinghealthylist.com. I am doing awesome, even though it looks like it's another rainy day here in Rochester, Minnesota. So what's going on in your world?
Well, it's another 100 degree day here in New Jersey, and my 12-year-old is actually doing all of my housework today. So what better Friday could we ask for?
Can I hire Sean?
Yeah, sure. What's new with the Living Healthy List?
Oh my gosh, Suzanne, so much is going on. So many fun things, so many new projects. The most recent, so every month we do something called the Sugar Buster. Essentially, it is a great 5-day kind of detox to help you to kind of get back on track, or whether, you know, it's been, you've been on vacation and you're just not paying attention to your diet. It's really a great way to kind of kickstart or reset. It's also a great way to kind of learn what Living Healthy List is about and how we work. So that is something that we started doing. Now we do it every month live. So we have a live version. The next one that's coming up is July 11th to the 15th. And each day we go live for an hour with our clients. We'll do that again in August and throughout the rest of the year. So it's really exciting to have something to really show people, you know, other than Living Healthy List, the website, some of the other great things that we can do for people. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, that's, I'm looking forward to participating in that pretty much every month, because I feel like, you know, a 5-day reminder of how much sugar is in processed foods, you know, we could have a whole show on that, but I feel like that connection back to those healthy habits. I mean, I try to make it a lifestyle, but we all know we need some dialing in once in a while, especially after the past, you know, almost 2 years that we've had being stuck here in our houses. So
absolutely
awesome. Well, I heard rumors that your Living Healthy List Academy is going to be going into official launch and affiliate mode. So tell us about that. I'm super excited.
So exciting. This is one of those, like, so excited to get this at the same time, like scared to death, because it's such a big project. And I have to say, I've had a lot of help and support from Suzanne Taylor coaching and Suzanne with her programs that she does. And so truly the Academy, Suzanne, would not be near it where it is if it were not for you. I don't know where I would have started. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Every day. So the Academy it's up, it's ready. You could go take a look at everything at academy.livinghealthylist.com. And from there, peruse the courses that we have available. The affiliate program is going to probably be going, we'll have that live next, probably by the end of the summer. So we're excited about that. And that's essentially for our experts and our health and wellness coaches who are participating. So if you're a health and wellness coach, connect with me here at Living Healthy List or here at the Crooked Climb. So that's what's going on in my world. What's going on with you?
Well, let's see. I have sold the marketing agency portion of my business. So not the name, you know, it's still tailored coaching and consulting, but sold all the systems and processes and concepts to actually one of my clients. So super excited to be back to coaching full time. That's really where my roots are. And I'm participating in this amazing positive intelligence coaching incubator right now for the next 8 weeks. So I'm 3 weeks in to listening and learning about those saboteur voices that we all have. And apparently we all have 10 different saboteurs and 5 different sages, sages being the wise, knowing aspects of ourselves. And this 8 weeks diving into that, just 3 weeks in now, I've learned so much about where my negative voices come from. And, you know, after studying positive psychology for more than 6 years, this piece is the neuroscience aspect of how to change negative behavior and negative thought patterns. And it's hands-on, it's kind of messy, but I think it's good, right? So anything that I have to go through myself is something I always pass on to my clients. So I just look at it that way. And with that being said, my website went over a major overhaul, much like yours. And if you'd like to check that out, SuzanneTaylorKing.com, and my preferred partner page and my resource page will be done by the end of next week. So that's when I'll have the official launch.
That is a big deal. Wow. So everybody pay attention. Next week, we're going to be there. Suzanne's going to be there.
Next week. And my midlife reboot course is going to debut on Living Healthy List Academy. So it's, I just want to say that, you know, supporting you in your journey with Living Healthy List and the Academy has been supportive of me. So this relationship that we've created, this, well, one, it's collaboration, it's coaching, it's, we coach each other. We have a friendship, and we realize that by lifting each other up to that next level, that we're really achieving the next level ourselves. So isn't that kind of interesting? That kind of leads us right into what we're talking about today.
Absolutely does.
That segue was not planned, by the way. Just kind of, whoop, the crooked segue. But it's really cool, because supporting you in the Academy and getting that off the ground from concept to design to implementation allows me to debut a course on it with all your amazing other people. So I want to just encourage anybody who wants to open the conversation about trust and collaboration and giving to other people in business to open you up to that receiving part. And I just thank you from the bottom of my heart for everything that you do for me.
Are you kidding? And right back at you. I mean, it's amazing how we both, and this is, here's our segue. We plan in our business, in our lives, and neither of us have followed that plan 100%. I'm still doing food and beverage, kind of like my degree is hotel restaurant business management. And so I've always had that food piece in my life. And I really thought I was going to be working in hotels and catering my whole life. And even still, like this whole segue, this whole plan, same thing with you, you were doing one thing. And now for the last 20 years, something completely different. Had a plan, but realized that number one, having a plan or a goal is absolutely essential if you want to be successful in life and business. Mm-hmm. Whether it's a physical goal, you want to run 5K, 5K, 10K, like it's a 5K, or if it's a business goal, maybe you want to earn 6 figures in revenue. That path is never going to be linear, right?
Yeah. I mean, who knew that, you know, my degree was in applied science and I was a dental hygienist for 20 years. Well, applied science is that combined with positive psychology and habit change and high performance habits is exactly, so it was necessary, that study of applied science to what I'm doing now, but I didn't know that then.
Right.
And so that part is really intriguing to me, how you actually end up bouncing back better from those things that you try and don't succeed at, which is our first talking
point. Well, I think it's all, you know, it's that those twists and turns and those detours, call them.
Yeah.
Because life is subject to change, and a lot of times we are not in control of those changes.
A lot of times?
A lot of times. Well, I think that we have learned throughout life, and you know, I could not have said this when I was 20. I can tell you this now because I'm not 20 anymore.
I'm not.
That when you create a plan or have a goal, whatever it might be, that you really do need to build in some wheel room. Really to release the control of every aspect, which helps you roll with the punches and really enjoy the journey, because we know that success in life is not about the destination. It really is about the path and how we can get there. So, Suzanne, let's talk a little bit about that, rolling with the punches and releasing that control.
Well, I think the aha moment for me here came a long, long time ago before I became a coach. And I realized that I was going through a really rough time in my life, divorce and bankruptcy and moving and losing a business, losing a house. Like, there was a whole lot happening. And I had to ask one of my best friends for financial help. And this was a really humbling moment. I mean, I just said, look, I have a great job, but I don't have, I need help right now, today. And she came to my rescue, and I knew she would. Mm-hmm. And she said to me something really amazing. She said, this is just a blip on the radar, and you're going to be so much better, stronger after this. And I thought, yeah, easy for you to say. But 5 years later, it was. And so I think that's one of the important things I took forward and remembered, that anytime there's even a minor setback, like huge computer issues this week for me, I took that as a sign to take the day off and allow someone else to fix my computer. Yeah. And instead of sitting here stressed out trying to do it myself or trying to figure it out or crying or like, I can't fix it.
Right.
All I can do is enjoy the day.
Right.
And I think that lesson, if you can learn that a little bit earlier, mm-hmm. really helps build that resilience muscle. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I like about resilience and bouncing back better, it's actually a growth mindset. Mm-hmm. You think, okay, well, if I fail this time, you're actually growing in experience and lessons. And I just challenged a client this week to fail at something because he'd been given a lot of opportunities and everything he touched was turning to gold, which is an amazing feeling.
Absolutely.
And I said, could it be that you're not stretching far enough or big enough? And he stretched on a personal goal and he failed and he celebrated it. And I was blown away by, yeah, failure done. Mm-hmm. Next thing that happens is going to be a success. And he got the job offer of his dreams the very next day.
Amazing. I think it really is that, failure isn't, it's not permanent. It's just, oh, I failed, I'm done. It really gives you the feedback that you need to move forward, to learn and grow. And like you said, he got the job offer of a dream job of his life.
Yeah.
Had he not done that, had he just kind of stayed in that need of control, because a lot of times, I mean, we can have lots of successes when we're successing the, when we're trying to be successful in the things that we know we can do. I mean, if you don't expand and grow, you are in the same place. And this is where I know a lot of clients will say, well, I feel stuck. And being able to release that control and learning from no and learning from falling down on your face. I mean, how many times have we done that in life? I did a major big one, you know, when I, well, right before I turned 30, flat on my face, got back up, and, you know, life is good.
But I think you're also, I want to stress that if you're not willing to look at the failures and have conversations about them, and, you know, whether it's conversations with yourself, your coach, your friend, like, it doesn't matter. But if you're not willing to look at those failures and actually analyze them a little bit, you know, what did I do well? What did I do poorly? What could I have done better, differently? Would the outcome have changed? And most of the time, you're going to find, like I have, that even if I had done something different, better, faster, longer, the outcome wouldn't necessarily have changed all that much. And that's really where the growth happens, is in the conversations, not arguments, conversations about change, differences, failure. That's where the real growth comes from. So, I mean, I'm thinking about some of our conversations over the years about negative things that have happened, and we analyze it, not in a gossipy way, but like, okay, this happened, then this happened, and then I did this, and then I said this, what should I do?
Right.
What are your takes on that?
I think it's important, especially so many of us work from home nowadays, you know, whether you're an entrepreneur, you're working for yourself, or you're working for a company and you're at home. I think having those conversations actually out loud is really important, because you need feedback. I always turn to journaling in the beginning of those kinds of things, like, what could I have done differently? But I think that's great, because you're thinking about things in one way, but at the same time, you're limited because it's your own thoughts. And I think more often than not, when it's something that's uncomfortable, we kind of fib to ourselves. We're not truthful to ourselves. And having those conversations, difficult as they may be, with somebody else, and obviously somebody that you know, love, and trust, brings out your own truth. And, you know, sometimes you kind of need to be smacked upside the head with it.
Well, I think that's really, really true. I mean, even talking about differences, or differences of opinion, or just talking to people of different occupations, different, and getting different perspectives on what you're going through or what you're planning on doing. I know before doing anything new, you know, business-wise, career-wise, certification-wise, it's good to kind of talk to different people from different different fields of occupation, different types of coaches. I have a lot of those in my network. And it really helps me embrace change a little bit better. So I wonder if we could dive into how you embrace change. I mean, you moved halfway across the country. You changed careers completely. You moved in with your husband. You hadn't lived with him before. Like, and, you know, doing those things, what made you want to embrace those changes?
I think, you know, we talk about life and what did I plan for my life? I had an idea what I wanted in my life. And, you know, up until then, my failures, jobs, past relationships were all things that I needed to go through so I could really embrace when I met my husband. Had I met him 5 years before, I would not have been ready to move, you know, 1,000 miles away from my job and my family and my friends and everything that I knew. I essentially gave everything, left everything behind when I moved to Minnesota. But I also knew that I was embracing it because I knew it was the right thing for me. And I knew Mark was the right person. I knew that in my heart of hearts. And people would always say to me, oh, you'll just know. And so I think when you're 20, no, you don't just know. But when you have had a plan and you have a goal and you're working towards it and things don't work out well, you kind of go, okay, well, you learn from that. And when the right thing actually is in front of you, you notice it right away. And that's truly what I found when I met Mark. I was like, ooh, wait a minute. And it actually, I'll be the first to admit, it scared the crap out of me because now all of a sudden I was not going to be completely in control because it wasn't just about me anymore. And until then, I was a really incredibly planned out person. I mean, to the point that my job as a corporate meeting planner, that's what I did for a living. And so for me, having a plan, and I still fight this, having a plan is essential in my life. I give you, at some point, I'll show you guys my calendar that I've just really revamped because having a plan to me is, it takes all the stress away from everything. I mean, I'm one of those people who originally would like over plan a vacation. We're going to do this and then we're going to do this and we're going to do this. And by the time you get home from your vacation, you're like, shit, I need a vacation. Mm-hmm. So I had to really embrace the idea that it wasn't all about me. Life is not all about you. Even if you're single, you have parents, you have siblings, you have, maybe you have kids or you have coworkers. There are a lot of other people in the world that you have to consider. So I think,
so when you consider, you know, all of that in your decision-making, your planning, your goals, how does that make it easier to pivot when you need to pivot? I mean, I'm a great pivoter, but I don't know quite what the answer is for knowing that moment when it's time to pivot, except the exact thing you just said, you'll know.
You know, it is hard. I really do believe it is a gut feeling. And a big part of that gut feeling is getting in tune with who you are, what you want, really what you want, not what you think you want, but to sit. And that's again, oh my gosh, journaling, that's where that comes in. I look back at my journal from a couple of years ago, and I'm amazed at some of the things that I said I wanted, that I really thought was a big part of who I was. And that happened, but in a different way. It grew in a very different way. Because what I wanted 3 years ago and what I want now, even though it's similar, it's grown. So pivoting was really easy because I've been learning and growing and experiencing. And so when things aren't either working right or things are really difficult, you know that that's the time when it's time to pivot. When things are flowing and you're in flow and things are easy and every day seems to just go perfectly, that's when you know you've done the right thing. When it gets really tough and you don't like what you're doing, whether it's work or you're not happy in a relationship, that's when you know it's either time to step back, reevaluate, have those difficult conversations. But truly when things are uncomfortable and not working smoothly, that's really, I think, when you know that it's time to pivot.
Yeah. And it's scary. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just started, you know, a marketing agency 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And not because I wanted to,
because people were asking me to. So here's the important reflection for me. And I love sharing these personal stories because it makes it real for our listeners. And I love doing some of the things I was doing. I know it really, really well. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that's what you should be doing for a living just because people ask you to do it. Mm-hmm. So this is the interesting thing about being an entrepreneur. Clients are going to ask you to do things that are off your scope or out of your scope or not in your zone of genius. And if you're really looking to build your income, you're going to say yes to projects that not necessarily fit what you want to do, unless you're really strong, build that resilience muscle, build that no muscle. And I ended up creating a whole entire business and selling it to someone, but I wasn't enjoying doing it. And so when you look at doing things because people ask you, because they're going to pay you, because you're going to make money, awesome. But if you don't have the passion and the purpose behind what you're doing, it kind of feels like you're just going to a job, just like I used to go to a job in exchange for a paycheck. So
exactly.
One of the things about...
If it's not fun, it's not right.
Right. And one of the things about being an entrepreneur is really holding to the plan, but also realizing the plan might not be on the original path that you originally designed, which seems very confusing, but it's the name of our show, The Crooked Climb.
Fine.
Right. And this is really why we wanted to do this, because we've both had such similar, you know, stories about the path to getting there and then realizing there is no there.
There is no one path either.
Yeah.
So, Suzanne, I can't believe it. We're almost out of time. always goes so quickly. We always have so much to share. But we know, you know, in closing, every week there is another diet, another workout, another program. So instead of spending hundreds of hours and lots of money on these programs and still feeling stuck, join us with our simple method. It's easy. It's focused. What do we want you to do? We want you to nourish. We want you to move. We want you to be, we love that, to maximize every aspect of your life and business, nourish, move, and be. Okay. So it looks like we are about to go into our live audience, live studio audience room, which we do every time after our live here. We go into a separate room for a deeper dive with our audience. There you can ask questions, interact with Suzanne and I, get some Love Seed coaching. So when you see it, please select the Join Now button on your screen and we will see you there. Suzanne, thank you
for being with me. Yeah, thank you. Remember that we're here the second and fourth Friday of the month at 3:30 Eastern Standard Time. And you can find us live or check out the replays on our website, thelivinghealthylist.com or SuzanneTaylorKing.com. or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Thank you for tuning in to The Crooked Climb with Suzanne and Denise. Life and business are not linear. Your go-to solution for honest, reliable, and unbiased information you can use to master your life and business. To connect with Suzanne, visit thetailoredconsultingagency.com. That's tailored. TAYLORD. And to connect with Denise, visit livinghealthylist.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.